This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and you are listening to part two of our Pro Talk series. In our Hot Breath Pro Comedian Incubator, we brought in seven of the top comedy authors in the world to answer members' questions directly while also giving their own personal expertise and sharing their favorite tips. So now, we're giving it to you in a podcast. So if you want the full episode, go join our Hot Breath Pro Comedian Incubator linked in the description of this episode, and I'm excited to meet you there. But in the meantime, in between time, our topic today for part two of this series is attitude. Last week's episode was about the comedic persona. Now we're getting more specifically into the attitude of a comedian. So with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and that is inhale a hot breath. With the Pro Talk Series Part 2.
Anyway, so, you know, there was a lot of lessons throughout this entire series. We talked to seven different people, something like that. And that was a lot of authors. And so there's a few things that were a big commonality, and one of them was attitude. You got to have the attitude, because you can stand there and tell a joke, and my dog wants to cry all of a sudden because she thinks she's the Guinness of this house. And she hears somebody in the kitchen, and she's like, oh, I want to check this out. Hey. But yeah, so the attitude thing is one of the interesting pieces. And if you were not landing your jokes and people aren't laughing, you know, even Steven Rosenfeld.
What attitudes, what emotions did I play when I did that joke that they loved? And that is a signal from your audience that they love you when you play that emotion. It's like some performers, you know, I think about somebody like Lewis Black, who when he started, you know, was like everybody else in those days, sort of sport jacket and, you know, I'm single and all that stuff. But he discovered in the process of performing that being on the verge of a nervous breakdown played great for him. And so he created more material that enabled him to do that, and focused on subjects that enabled him to do that. Now.
So attitude. Like, have you ever noticed your jokes have never landed because there was just no attitude there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And even like how I say things, like a big lesson I learned from Rory Albanese. He was the producer of Daily Show for like 10 years. And when he came to Atlanta, I got to open up for him. And he gave me this advice of remembering looking at how you're coming off to people, because I was coming off a little more demeaning, a little more like know-it-all of like, here's how I look at the world. And he's like, you're talking to like a room of like parents and retirees, and like you're like their kid up there trying to tell them how the world works. So he's like, think about how that comes off. And when I became a little more sarcastic about it, of just kind of like, I'm guessing, I don't really know, whatever type deal, it came off and it was a lot more palatable, and people actually were more receptive to the material because I wasn't trying to teach them. I was more like figuring out as I go, just being sarcastic and kind of dumb about it. And that really was a big shift for me when I went from that kind of more like commanding to more like sarcastic. That was a big shift in my attitude that really started to drive the direction of my material and how I would perform it.
I have been told you should be a very angry comic, and you should, because there's been a couple of nights where I've been upset about something. They've all heard my material, so I just get up on stage and I rant about something. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're hysterical. You need to be angry. But my problem is I can't stay angry, you know? So then it kind of like, okay, I started working on things like, you know, like you said, like my sarcasm and more of those kind of the facial expression, like developing more facial expression in my pauses and stuff, like where I talk about losing my kids at the Costco. Mm-hmm. And I used to just, you know, like I have two beautiful boys. I used to have three, but tragically we lost one. But in my defense, it's Costco's a huge freaking place. You know, and it would kind of get some ha-ha. But if I was like, you know, when I started really fleshing it out and just like, you know, I have two beautiful boys. Mm-hmm. We used to have three, but tragically we lost one. But in my defense, that Costco is a huge freaking place. And it just, it adds an extra layer to the onion. Yep. And may, see, even you, Joel, you literally just heard the same joke twice, but with that little extra attitude, that little extra layer, mm-hmm. it added funny to it. And it goes from being a to a ha ha ha. And that's what you're trying to do is get that A laugh. You know, I'm trying to build from C and B laughs to A laugh. You're always trying to get to the A laugh. And that attitude of the sarcasm, the facial expressions, taking those pauses to really flesh out more than just the words of the joke.
Yeah. And even finding the laughs. And like you said, like those A laughs, it's a good barometer. Like you said, it was getting kind of a laugh, but when you started to have an attitude behind it and perform it, it got a bigger laugh. And a lot of the times the barometer is this joke is getting a C laugh. Maybe I can find a tag for it, or maybe I just figure out how to perform it better. Yes. And it'll get an A laugh, but it all starts with just, and that's how, like we said, we started, Bobby, is like we would write jokes and then perform them and get feedback that way. And the attitude would grow from that. So it is kind of that process of joke development of, does this work as a spoken word? And then can I just add persona? Chris Rock, when exactly. he works out new material, just stands there and just like recites it to the audience. Basically, he doesn't perform it. He's not pacing yeah. the stage. He wants to know if it would work just on AM radio, and then he adds the Chris Rockification of it. But right. it all starts with the writing for sure.
Where the anger I was told to put into the jokes, like that my set about buying a house, I'll put that anger into the joke, and that way I don't have to be angry. I don't handle anger well. Like, I'm not saying I don't get angry. I'm not saying that the world always goes my way. But if I allow myself to fester in anger, it literally, I have lupus, so it literally starts to affect me physically.
Wow. Yeah.
So I cannot, you know, I like a lot of my therapy was about releasing stress, how to de-stress, how to release anger and assertiveness training so that you don't ever have to get angry in the first place, that you can shut a heated situation down really early. But when I realized, okay, I know this anger they're talking about. So if this joke, I'm supposed to be a little angry, I'll just throw that layer into the character. The character can be angry for that joke. And then I don't have to feel, I don't have to take it on internally.
Yeah.
Or physically.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that's part of the attitude. Also, is the act, like the act-itude.
Actitude.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, yeah. So there, I mean, there is that acting part, because I know if I don't act out anything just right, it's done. But I've also learned, and Jerry had mentioned this, there's also that, like, just a simple look, you know, and he actually, and I wish I had the little clip of it. He's like, he just raises eyebrows. He's like, that makes a difference, which is interesting. Cause I mean, I don't remember who posted this, in the Hot Breath writer's room, but like it's Ernest.
Yeah.
Jim Varney just practicing all these different looks.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
And it's like that right there. I mean, some of that is just absolutely hilarious just looking at it, but it's that practicing that look to your stand-up that's gonna be that make or break. I mean, I've went back from I'm in year three. I've went from back to the beginning all the way through and went, okay, what wasn't working on this one day? Well, it was the look I gave. I didn't act it out right.
Yeah.
And so that attitude, the act out, all of that, if you don't have it, you're not going to get the right laughs. which is an interesting piece, because that also went into one of the other common lessons, which was don't be so quick to throw your material away.
Well, there you have it, Hop Brethren and Sistren. You've learned about comedic attitude. Last week, we talked about comedic persona. And now next week, in the part three of this Pro Talk series, we're going to dive headfirst into refining your material, to developing your material, and knowing when to keep a joke, when to get rid of a joke. So I'm excited to be back with you here next Monday. But if you want to connect with me directly and the other Hot Breath Pro members, go join our comedian incubator, Hot Breath Pro. Your comedy will thank you, and we will see you there. But until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.